Welcome back to another episode of Journey into the Vortex, where metaphysics meets real life. My name is Mary Roseman, and I'm joined by my co-hosts Marcella Nitschke and Heather Wells. We are three ordinary women who have seen our lives transformed into the extraordinary through the discovery of the metaphysical laws and principles. And that is exactly what we want to share with you each week as we try to unravel the mysteries of the universe and discover how expanding your consciousness through metaphysical awareness can bring clarity, purpose, and transformation to your life. So let's get started. Hello and welcome again to one of our podcasts. We're very happy to have you here. And today's subject is going to be on judgment versus discernment. And I bring this up because, I realize I had a very a gift today. And I visited a beloved friend of mine who has been walking through, and these are my words, okay? Not necessarily hers, because we all come from our purview, right? But she's just recovered from some health crisis. And in fact, the doctors told her that her liver and kidneys were failing and she needed to go home and get her life in order and yada, yada, yada. And so you've heard many times how I may have had the same experience and I went home and I did what I did. But I met a beloved who takes it to a whole different level than what I do. And so she's really raised me up here. And when she speaks of the past, she's really not. She's speaking in terms of the present moment, the now, and how to go forward from here, right? Whereas when I am looking at what needs to be done, I am coming from the premise, y'all, that I am a divine creator. And so there I am going, how did I create this mess? And she would not do that. Instead, she would question, okay, how do I go forward creating differently this way? And there would be not one frickin' second given on how I should have done things differently. Wow. And I'm not there yet.
That is a very interesting perspective.
It is.
Because I think we all, to a certain extent, always, but why, right? And that's been my thing in the last week or two. So it's interesting how timely that.
Well, and we've talked about that too, when people are ill or when they have, you and I, we've all sat here and talked, well, what is the root cause? What is causing?
Yes.
You have to, I think our beliefs were you have to go figure out what the root cause of an ailment or something to repair. But no,
well,
you're
I think
saying
there is a moment to do that too. I think that's important though, but not in that way, not into how do I create this, but like, what do I have to learn? Like maybe try to find out why what happened, but not because how did I create,
But I do think, and referring to our book club that we're reading, Paul Selig, his teachings say, and she's such an elevated soul, she doesn't have to, the learning process can be so much faster when you're at a higher vibration like that. So maybe.
Mm-hmm. So my theory is regarding Mary Roseman and what she's going through. So I have you two in my space, and I consider your frequencies high enough that it's really kicking me in the butt in a good way, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, she definitely was. All right, so then I go and I'm getting ready, and of course I'm looking at my reflection in the mirror as I'm getting ready to come, and I'm thinking, oh, well, wait a minute, Heather. Because y'all, I struggle. I have all this coaching credentialing, and I know how to help a beloved walk through yada, yada, yada. But when am I going to allow myself the growth that I have created not to go back? And I don't need to repeat that part. It was great when I had those tools at the time. But at some point, I no longer need to go and dwell on that. And I don't even want to use the word dwell. I just don't need to revisit it.
You know what's funny? Before, when I'm driving over here, I'm in the parking lot, I'm on the phone, I was talking. Here's the topic I thought we were going to discuss, that I was going to bring up to discuss, was breaking patterns. Yeah. And that is exactly, and then when you said, let's talk about judgment and discernment, I'm like, that I can go there too. But look, it's breaking patterns and why we repeat. We know there's a learning process, but why?
And this was it. As I'm telling her, as I'm asking these questions, I'm saying to her, you know, because I haven't seen her since December, and she's, how's your 2024? And I go, well, it's interesting. There's a lot of opportunities that have come up in my space, and I choose to see them as opportunities. But I want you to know, I'm like on the edge of where I'm choosing not to be the victim, but you know, it's right there. And I said, how do you do this? And she goes, oh my gosh, girl, you're in judgment. And I look at her and I respond and I'm like, no, love. I'm discerning as I move forward. And she goes, no. When you put yourself in that position, opportunity or yada, 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 you are judging how you're seeing this. And if you make this just, you do this all the time, Marcella. It just is what it is. No judging, no judging, none. I'm going there, no judging. And shut it off. So
you're judging yourself.
Yes.
And how okay.
But I'm not realizing that. Right. With all the work that I've done, I think I'm discerning. But the discernment puts me into judgment. Look, in this world of duality, it's really no right and wrong.
Can I interrupt just for like our listeners' sake? How would you describe the difference between judging and discerning?
Well, discerning's a positive thing.
I think that was a lesson you learned today.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, discerning is a positive thing, but it's a very honed in skill. And so, since it's so new to me, it's really good for me to just practice, no, don't even go into judgment. This is what I'm going to do. What's the next step to create what I want? What's the next step in this process?
So I feel like that's a great, because I would hope that I try not to judge others and their journeys, but yeah, we probably do judge our own, or how did we end up here? Why do we repeat patterns? But then you have that vibration of lower frequency, like guilt, shame, judgment. So we're saying stop right there.
Right.
And it's interesting, you know, we've been doing the Pulse Healing book, I Am Word, and how it talks about those patterns. All you have to do is set your intention to be cleared instead of dwelling or you trying to figure out. And it's interesting because this past week, it was just a place where I saw myself trying to do exactly that. I heard about a neighbor who's sick, and that kind of like it did bring me down a little bit, and I was like, well, why? And I was just trying to understand this, and I couldn't. And I noticed my vibe wasn't really up high where it usually is. And so, first thing, I just go to my Course in Miracles, right, and open it, and then this lesson comes up. That was just so powerful, and kind of like the message that discernment and judgment difference, you know, and it's let not my mind deny the thought of God. And the title of the lesson may not explain, but the lesson pretty much is telling you, you have to be diligent at not letting your mind be the, let give this to the one who knows how to judge, right? Our higher self. And just have your intention. That's all you need. It even tells you, you don't even need to believe this. If you just want it, and if you want to believe it, then you will receive it. And when you receive it, when you feel that vibration, you will know, and then you will believe. So it's just so friendly, right? Like the universe is just so friendly with us, offering us these tools that we don't have to do that work with our minds.
Absolutely. And it's instant.
Yes.
When she said that to me, it was instant. And I felt my body, or my mind wanted to go. As I'm absorbing what she said, and I'm absorbing the energy now, and now I find my mind going back because it wants to integrate this. But the problem with integrating it at the stage I'm at is that the judgment is going to go there. And I looked up at her and she goes, "Don't go into judgment." She could tell where, you know, oh, in my process. And so I will say to you that there may be discernment and there may be judgment, but from where I'm at in my journey, I'm just going to choose neither right now and just call on the higher vibrations. That's what I want. What next? How may I choose next to align to the highest?
I love that. I always think, like, yes. biblically speaking, like the let go and let God, or go to your higher self, or yes. Like it takes all the pressure off of your own soul and everything to feel like we have to mm-hmm. heal or figure it out. Or mm-hmm.
But there's one trick, I think, one thing that we it sometimes is the difference whether this works, we maintain that or not, and it's industry, like Paul Selig's teachings say, or the Course in Miracles, diligence. You have to watch, mm-hmm. watch for all the time. The minute you see yourself, then you know where to go, right? You're not going to go and try and figure out. You're going to, my intention, this is what I want, and this is where I want to be. Mm-hmm. But the diligence is just like, sometimes we get busy or trapped in a project or something, and then that starts taking priority. And next thing, you know, we've been slowly letting ourselves dwell in those, in that vibration. Mm-hmm. And then it is going to have its momentum, and then it's harder. It's more difficult, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know how often or how diligent we need to be or how watchful, but I think it's like,
So how do you think people can quickly change a thought? So it's a thought pattern, right? Mm-hmm. So what are some tools or things that we can do when we revert back to those old patterns? Like, how, again, so it doesn't have to go way back, you know, that you can kind of stop it in its tracks and move forward. Is it affirmations? Well, is it... reading Course in Miracles? I mean,
well, Course in Miracles is great because it gives you that, like my mantra mm-hmm. today is, let not my mind deny the thought of God. And that to me means, let not my mind judge and get over, you know, try to make sense of this. Let's just let go and just be aware of where I want to be and where my intention is. I think Paul Selig has also, you know, the tools, like the affirmations that he creates.
They're coming big time.
Yeah. And so I don't know whether have them everywhere or maybe train ourselves, make it like a lifestyle, right? That we always are putting that mantra, that affirmation.
So part of it is just the awareness. When you realize these thoughts or patterns creep up, you're aware, and then you can.
So I guess we can train ourselves to be in that watchful, you know, all the time.
Right. So, just thinking of our listeners and things like that, like what? Let's talk about like some patterns people have that they probably don't even realize that are old patterns.
Okay. Well, I can tell you my old patterns of being the caretaker, the mom, and the dwelling and the guilt and the codependent tendencies of taking on her pain, right? Mm-hmm. And it was just like a water faucet. You know, once our beloved friend gave me that, it's like I just shut it off. I don't know. Now, we'll see. But And what I did was I went home and I shared with my daughter this experience. And you could tell the light bulbs going off in her head, too. Because our patterns, being raised in Catholicism and in the normal, a guilty conscience was a positive thing. Catholicism built on our need to discern or judge through guilt and shame, right? Everything was very dualistic, good or bad, holy or evil, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so with that, that's deeply, deeply ingrained. So you don't realize you're so unconscious when you're busy even discerning to yourself what I could have done better, because it still comes packed with that old programming that creates judgment. Mm-hmm. And so the light bulb moment for me was, I'm just not there yet. And so in order to, I'm just going to shut any kind of discernment or judgment off so that I can bask in this empowering frequency for a while and allow it to make all the magical alchemy changes within my brain. So maybe one day I will discern. Maybe, maybe not.
Or maybe the thought that I'm not there yet is the one that it also has to go.
Right. Because I am there. That's how fast it can happen. And to see my daughter, as well. And so I said to her as we're parting, we have to remind each other of that, because the dance that we do, we are making a commitment to each other that we're changing this.
That's huge.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think people have patterns maybe on relationships where they repeat, why do they keep attracting poor relationships? And again, then you can start blaming yourself, or why am I attracting, instead of...
Well, I guess you have to own it, but not blame it,
Right. Yeah, but mm-hmm. I don't want to criticize, when people go to counselors, and I think they, mm-hmm. they're very important, but I wonder if so much of a counseling session
is dwelling
on the past, and what is triggering, and keep, mm-hmm.
See, in the past, I would have said, Heather, it's a certain stage to the journey. And the key is to know when you're past that stage. But I'm questioning everything. I don't know anymore.
Right.
I don't know. And I don't, so much of my coaching abilities have been built on that. And the bottom line is, I don't know. I really believe Course in Miracles and what this the guides, Paul and the guides bring to us are totally the answer.
It doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out process or your whole life's work to...
No.
To...
It's interesting how we've been trying to figure out why sometimes it seems like we spin our wheels, right? And I think this is kind of like the answer, mm-hmm. that we probably are dwelling too much into why we created, instead of just
irrelevant.
What if it's I kind of sometimes have this attitude of it's just a game here. We're just in life. Like, why do we take everything so seriously? Like, mm-hmm. it's just move on, enjoy mm-hmm. the experience here. Things that happened in your past, it's just a growth mm-hmm. pattern. And
but it's easier said than done sometimes. And yes. For some people it is. And sometimes when you're facing like this neighbor that got sick, it just like kind of like really made me think, wow, some people are dealing with some strong stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And so you question, you wonder, how can you help? How can I help, right? That situation. Mm-hmm. And or how can I think of her in a positive way when you can't, oh my gosh, look, it just keeps. And so trying to figure that out is better to just like,
right,
I'm not the one to judge this, and my work is to release and
I know you and I talked last week. I was saying my husband, he's very sensitive on things, and mm-hmm. they had to let somebody go from his work, and mm-hmm. he was so upset about it, and so worried, not about himself, but just so worried. And it's just like when somebody you find out is sick, or mm-hmm. That is not the energy that
they need.
Yeah.
And we know that.
Yes.
I know that.
You know
and
that.
I was like, mm-hmm. okay, why is it that I can't just
But you know the best thing you could do for this person is to just send them love, light, healing, everything. But but again, we all have a little moment to grieve or to be there. It's just you know not to stay there. You know it's not the feeling you know or want to have.
Well, I was trying to figure out why I couldn't get out of that.
Right.
Thinking of her, like, you know. And I think it's because I needed to revisit the lesson. And my lesson was diligence. Because today, it's been great. I mean, I've been keeping that. And I'm so grateful for this lesson that, it's not just I know where I am and I'm happy with my vibe. But I still need to be very watchful and very diligent at feeding myself the kind of thoughts that I want and knowing the power of my intentions. All I need is just to want it, and it's mine, right? So I want to be in that vibration, and the rest, like, you know, and Mary comes saying this discernment and judgment, and that's what it is. And the patterns that you're talking about, Heather, it's interesting that they all kind of blend together in the same message. Pretty cool stuff.
It is, yeah.
I still go back to this one, too. The universe is working for you. You may not understand why, but the universe is working for you. It's the universe has the biggest purview, the bigger picture. I don't necessarily have that full purview.
Like Abraham Hicks says, just remember, things are always working out for me. Things are always working out for me and in my best interest. And it's not like, sometimes that may sound like a test or a trial. There's no such thing. I think the universe is love, right?
And abundant. Yes.
And so there's no such thing.
We don't have to be tested. We don't have to be
trialed or put through. Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you for joining us. We can't wait to share our next little tidbits with you. Until, join us next time for Journey into the Vortex. We hope you have enjoyed today's dialogue. Please do not hesitate to let us know if you have questions, suggestions, or simply want to connect. You can reach us through our website at journeyintothevortex.com, Facebook, or Instagram. We hope you will join us again as we continue this transformative journey into the vortex.